You are listening to episode 308 of the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast with me, Lucia Hawley.
Welcome to the Mindfulness-Based Weight Loss Podcast, the show for women like you who have tried restrictive diet after diet and are ready for simple, thoughtful solutions to help you sustainably lose weight for the last time from a place of abundance and peace. If you're looking to end the yo-yo of comfort eating and rigid weight loss protocols and instead step into living your life mindfully on your terms while losing weight in the process, you're in the right place.
Hello, hello, party people. Welcome to the show. How are you doing? Oh, how am I doing? I'm doing great. Well, thank you for asking. I'm like, should I do a personal update? Should we just jump into the content of today's episode? Last week, I did my gestational diabetes test. And you know what's so interesting is after being in that like online space, nutrition space, wellness space for the last 10 plus years is that, man, I've seen so much dialogue about people just what to me has felt like making so much effort to avoid that test of like drinking the 50 gram of dextrose glucola drink. It's basically like a flat soda that you drink. And then you look at after you drink it and you sit for an hour, it's a screening test for gestational diabetes. And if you fail it, then you have to do additional tests. Anyway, so it's not diagnostic, but it's screening you to see if you are likely have gestational diabetes. Anyway, I took it last week. And this entire pregnancy, I've been like, I just want things to be boring. You know, like, I have preferences. I'm a human. But for the most part, I just want to go with the flow. And very much with this test, what I was going to say is that in the last, like, decade or so of nutrition, I feel like people have made so much effort to avoid that test because they don't want to drink the dyes and the liquid. They don't want to have 50 grams of, basically, sugar that they're drinking and on and on and on and on. More power to you if you don't want that. I think that's fantastic. But for me, I'm like, that is way too much thinking. I'd rather just do the test and then I'll know if I don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to be scared of doing it, right? Anyway, so I went there, I did it, and I passed the test. So no more, you know, pass the screening test. Don't have to do diagnostic tests for gestational diabetes. And it was like drinking a flat Sprite, and I had some energy for the hour I was sitting and waiting, and then, you know, had planned to eat a nice snack. I brought my little roasted edamame beans in the car ride, and then we basically, you know, I have a nice schedule, so I was able to come home and have an earlier lunch. It was between breakfast and lunch when I did the screening test, and it was fine. And, you know, if you listen to last week's episode where it's talking about you're not special, your thoughts are not special, it made me wonder, like, what if I had taken other people's thoughts about drinking one time something that has dye? By the way, the glucola one I drink, the lemon lime flavor, doesn't have dye in it. I just chose it because it sounded the best out of the three options. But I was like, oh, yeah, you're clear. That's cool. Yeah. I was just like, wow, I've seen that side of that conversation for so long. And it felt very reassuring for me to be like, I think I can just trust my own instincts that what I have a lot of thinking around might be different than other people and that I can take other people's thinking with a grain of salt. I was kind of saying that at the end of last week's podcast, but, you know, just sharing that now on this one is something I was thinking about. So, however, today's episode, we're also talking about thinking, okay? I know we flip-flop between the physiological stuff and the emotional stuff, but this episode, it's a quickie, and I might have already done an episode on this before, but I think it bears repeating, okay? Listen, there's, in making content for the last decade, which includes a podcast, it has included blog posts, it has included social media on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook. So many places. Emails, newsletters, oh my God. It's really great to repeat things because I also think it helps us remember that especially with wellness, it's not going to be that complicated. For the vast majority of us, the vast majority of the time, it's not that complicated. The big boulders of wellness, the big rocks that you can move of wellness, they're not going to change that much person to person. We all need to eat a pretty balanced diet. We all need to eat enough calories. We all need to drink enough water. We all need to move our bodies enough. We all need to sleep enough. We all need time away from stress enough. And they're so powerful when we just let ourselves sink into it, being simple on paper. Now, here's the thing. Being simple on paper might not always be simple in execution. Why? Because we're little monkeys that think so many thoughts. We think. And also, we live in a world where there are a lot of chronic stressors. And when we're stressed out, we have more stressy thoughts, okay? And we have to learn how to manage those while also still experiencing stress often. So simple is not easy. However, and this was a phrase I used to say on social media more like a year ago, because I was really feeling it for myself then. But I know that it was really powerful, because like I would say it on Instagram stories and I'd get a nice handful of you being like, thank you. Like I've been saying this to myself, like, hey, hearing you say this was helpful for me, because like I tried it on for size and I saw the power of it. If you can, you must. And I think this is I don't think we need to live by a lot of rules. I like the golden rule. I think that's a nice one. But if you can, when it comes to your health and wellness habits, you must. What do I mean by that? If you can drink enough water, you must drink enough water. If you can get enough movement, you must get enough movement. It is so clarified and simple. It helps us when our brains get distracted by our thoughts that feel very pressured. Oh, I should do this. Oh, I should do that. Oh, I could go this way. Oh, I could go that way. Oh, I shouldn't. Oh, I should take this break. Oh, but what if I, oh, what could they say? Oh, maybe I could. It's very clarifying. And I think it's a powerful phrase. If you can, you must. If I can get a workout in during the times that I have decided are the times for me to work out, okay? Let's say I decide I'm going to work out 2 times a week. It's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm going to do these movements those 2 days. And I come to that schedule from a loving place, right? Not from a stressed pressure place, but from like a, hey, would I do this for the rest of my life? Would I, as I really think about myself, like, is that something I value? Does it align with who I choose to be? Working out 2 times per week, not thinking about all the exclusions, not thinking about, well, what if this happens or that? Okay, those are all the thought distractions. But in general, do I want to be the person that works out 2 times a week and are Thursdays and Tuesdays pretty nice days for that? Yeah, okay. Then that means if I can on that Tuesday, I must. It is that simple. It's a really beautiful thought to be holding this week, and of course any week moving forward. But I wanted to dedicate an episode to it because all too often I think our brains really like to overcomplicate, especially when we're thinking about new things or things that we're returning to, and we make them personal. We make them mean more than as simply, if I can do this to take care of myself, I must. So take that and run with it. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you on next week's episode. Bye.
Hey, if you love today's show, I'd love for you to take a minute and give a rating with a review. If you too are ready for more women to make life choices from loving mindfulness, that means we need more women listening to this message so they know it's available to them and they can do it too. And if you're ready yourself, come coach with me, where we'll work together and you'll learn how to take this process to the next level in your wellness goals, life desires, and beyond. Go to luciahawley.com, that's luciahawley.com to connect.